it was a good performance. I think we got what we wanted out of the game, which was a result. It was important we halted the run of three games, and we did. You know, I thought we got stronger as the game went on. I thought we were a bit tentative in the first half and played a little bit nervous in the second half. That wasn't the case. We played on the front foot. We got crowd got behind us, and we got the two goals.
It was a pretty good team effort all around from the goalkeeper right on out. Was that maybe more important than the result that you see on the scoreboard?
I think so, yeah. I think that's a fair analogy because we are a team. We are, I said on Friday, what we lack in quality, we make up for in spirit. That's who we are. That's what we're about. And if anyone thinks we're anything different, then they're mistaken because we're not a team of superstars. There's no superstars in our team. We're just hard-working, honest players. And they give me their all. And when we're down to 10 men on Friday, due to a little bit of naivety, stupidity, whatever you want to call it, it showed. You know, we hung in there. We were very solid, hard to break down. And, you know, there was once or twice then we managed to get a good counter-attack or so. So credit to the guys.
Does something like that concern a coach? I mean, you've had four times this year, nine games, where you've had a send-off.
Yeah.
Is that just something that comes with the territory, or is that something that needs to be addressed?
Well, I've addressed it with them. Because I don't want to play with 10 men or 9 men, because not many times that you win games. When you go down a man, it's very difficult in this league at the best of times. Friday was an occasion where 4 minutes earlier, Christian, the bug, got a booking for a tackle on the goalkeeper, which I don't think is a booking. He should know that. And I think then he had a penalty. He's obviously thought about where he's going to put the penalty. He put the penalty in and took his shirt off, which, you know, they followed the letter of the law, the referee. And if they're going to do that, they should do that with every decision they make. Whether it's right or wrong, they should do it, which didn't happen. But they got it right on Friday, and we're down to 10 men. So that's, you can do all the coaching in the world and explain to them that you can do this and can't do that. Emotions sometimes get the better of you, and I think that's what happened, but that's still not good enough from us.
Sorry, I was going to say, Tybert said that it's something that the players have to kind of figure out themselves and address themselves with the discipline issues. Is that something, instead of coming from management, is that something that you think is the case with these guys?
Well, I think if you break down the four red cards, is it four red cards we've had? I think the first one with Kendall, I think, was rescinded. So, you know, we can wipe that one off. The two in the one game was a little bit of handbags, as you call it, and a bit of nonsense, which we can address, and I did address. And obviously Friday was, I wouldn't say a lack of experience or knowledge. I just think it was emotions, and it was naive. So that can be addressed pretty quickly and pretty easily. So, you know, I'm glad the players will take responsibility for that, but I'll make them clearly aware of what I expect.
Kyle, the primary transfer window closes in 31 hours and 15 minutes.
So specific.
How likely are you to make a move before that deadline?
Based upon it is now 31 hours and 20 seconds less. Very unlikely. Again, I say to you all the time, with the best intentions, we're always looking. Obviously, there's certain factors that go into that, with the salary cap and the TAM and things like that. But, you know, if a player becomes available that we think is worth adding, based upon with what we work in, what I work in, then we'll look to add. Is it imminent? No. Do I think there'll be someone in? Probably not. No. Would I like to get someone in? Possibly, yes. So it is what it is. We're still counting down there.
In what areas do you feel you would like to improve the club in?
Well, I think there's one or two areas that we can strengthen. Obviously, we've got Kendall going away for World Cup, touch wood, with Costa Rica. So that'll be an area where we got Daniil out on loan as well. That's something we could look at. Obviously, there's one or two little options available that we could move someone out to move someone else in. But, you know, if I've got to go with the group I've got, then I'll be happy providing everyone's fit. Obviously, with Mucci picking up that injury as well, that's disappointing. But, you know, I just want good players. You know, if I said we're not a team of superstars. We haven't got, you know, the big name players, but we've got to have a strong group. And if I can add to the group with another good player, then I certainly will.
Do you expect Kai to be ready for next weekend?
Have you spoke to him?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
We don't often talk to Alphonso Davies. We talked to him after training. We asked him what his thoughts are on where he's at this year compared to maybe 12 months ago in his rookie season from the coach's perspective. Have you seen a dramatic increase as him being a pro?
You spoke to him today, did you? Oh, you didn't ask me to speak to him today, eh? Do you know what? I have. Yeah, credit to the boy. Again, because, you know, when you're a young player, everyone wants to build you up and build you up, but they build you up to knock you down. And I keep saying this, and I protect him for his own good, for the club's good, you know, not just in the short term, but the medium and long term. And there's a time for interviews and a time for media for him, but he needs to do his football, his talking on the pitch with his football. And I think he's done that this year. I thought Friday was a perfect example of what he brings to the group and brings to the table in relation to what we are as a team. Energy off the bench with Breck Shea going behind him as a left back, created the second goal. But he's done that from day one in pre-season, and I think he's matured. He's grown physically. You can see his body shape has changed. He's still a young boy, we know that. He's still got to do his homework. But he still does things he shouldn't do as well, which I make him aware of, and I told him today. And he said there's a time and a place for everything. But he's certainly growing as a person as well as a player. And, you know, no one more than me likes to see him on that pitch running at full speed because he's super exciting to watch. And, you know, hopefully we can add one or two more.
Sportsnet 650.